Circle sends a record 4B in USDC to Coinbase on HyperEVM. Circle moved $4 billion of USDC to Coinbase on HyperEVM, the largest single USDC transaction ever recorded. According to on-chain data from Arkham surfaced by Cointelegraph on June 12, 2026, the transfer settled on HyperEVM, the general purpose execution layer tied to the Hyperliquid ecosystem, rather than on Ethereum or one of USDC's older home chains. A flow this size between Circle and Coinbase is not a random whale shuffling coins between anonymous wallets. The two companies are the partners behind USDC, and the destination chain is the detail that gives the transfer weight. The number and the source, the $4 billion figure, comes from Arkham's labeling of the sending and receiving addresses, with Cointelegraph reporting it as a record for a single USDC movement. Circle issues USDC and manages its reserves. Coinbase distributes it, and, under the two companies' arrangement, shares in the revenue those reserves generate. Treasury-scale movements between them happen, but a single $4 billion transaction is the largest the chain has logged. For context on price backdrop, the broader market sat in extreme fear on the day, with the Fear and Greed Index at 18 and majors barely moving. BTC near 63,577, up 0.8% on the day, and ETH near 1,670, up 0.7%. As of June 12, 2026, a stablecoin transfer of this size is independent of that price action, since USDC holds a dollar peg by design. The story is plumbing, not price. HyperEVM is the destination. The choice of HyperEVM is what separates this from a routine internal rebalance. HyperEVM is the smart contract layer paired with Hyperliquid, the on-chain derivatives venue that has pulled in large trading volume over the past year. Routing $4 billion of USDC there points to liquidity being staged where on-chain trading and lending demand is concentrated, not parked on a legacy chain. Stablecoin issuers go where the activity is. USDC has expanded across more than a dozen chains, and each deployment decision tells you where Circle and its distribution partners expect demand for dollar liquidity. A flow of this magnitude onto HyperEVM reads as a bet that the chain's trading and DeFi activity will keep needing deep stablecoin reserves, close at hand. That matters beyond traders. The same dollar liquidity that backs perps markets also underpins the rails that consumer products settle on. When USDC depth grows on a chain, it lowers the cost and friction of moving dollars there, which is the precondition for everything from lending markets to spending products. Circle, Coinbase, and the USDC machine. Circle and Coinbase sit on opposite ends of the USDC pipeline. Circle mints and redeems the token and holds the cash and short-dated treasuries that back it. Coinbase is the largest distributor and earns a share of the interest those reserves throw off. Large transfers between the two are part of how supply is provisioned and moved to where it is used. The takeaway is not that money changed hands. It is the scale and the rail. A single $4 billion settlement shows the operational capacity these two have built around USDC, and the HyperEVM destination shows where they are pointing that capacity now. For anyone holding or spending USDC, the practical read is straightforward. The token's backers are actively deploying reserves onto newer, high-activity chains, rather than leaving liquidity static. Deeper on-chain dollar liquidity tends to mean tighter conversion spreads and more places to put stablecoins to work, including the self-custody options that let users spend directly from their own wallets. One caveat on sourcing. The $4 billion figure and the largest ever framing rest on Arkham's address labeling as reported by Cointelegraph. Neither Circle nor Coinbase has published a statement explaining the purpose of the transfer as of this writing, so the intent behind it, whether reserve provisioning, a partner settlement, or liquidity seeding on HyperEVM, is inference from the on-chain trail rather than a confirmed corporate disclosure.